Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1660. What is a debt management plan and how does it work? By Jackie Beck of JackieBeck.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I serenade you with the sweet sounds of personal finance knowledge from some of the best blogs on the planet, with the author's permission, of course. Are you loving Optimal Finance Daily? Why not share with a friend today? Invite them to join the party by sending them a link to oldpodcast.com. And while they're there, they can check out our other shows on topics like personal development, health, and relationships. But since you're here, let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. What is a debt management plan and how does it work? By Jackie Beck of JackieBeck.com. If you have a bunch of different unsecured debts, there are several ways to pay them off. For example, you might consider a debt management plan, or DMP. The plan can usually be used for credit card debt, small medical bills, and debts that are in collections. I've used one myself many years ago. My ex and I set up a debt management plan for our credit card debt. It did work for us, but if I'd known then what I know now, using a debt snowball would have been faster in our case. Of course, you don't know what you don't know. So what is a debt management plan? A debt management plan is a plan for repaying your creditors that's put together by a nonprofit. The nonprofit works with you and your creditors. In short, as part of the service, a financial counselor takes a look at your debts. The counselor works with you and the creditors that agree to take part. The counselor comes up with a plan for paying off your debts over a set period of time. You deposit money with a nonprofit and they handle making the payments for you. They may charge a monthly fee for being in the DMP and maybe a small setup fee too. Make sure you understand exactly what the cost will be and when you'll need to pay them. You shouldn't need to pay anything until they provide a service for you. How does a debt management plan work? The process usually works like this. Number one, you make an appointment at one of the nonprofits that offer debt management plans. Your meeting might be in person, online, or over the phone. Number two, they'll ask about your household income, monthly expenses, budget if you have one, and your debts. So you'll need to have a list of your bills and monthly expenses, your pay stubs, and any recent statements from your credit cards and other debts on hand. Number three, they'll review your situation with you and come up with a plan. They'll base it on your credit report, budget, what you owe, and anything the places you owe money to may agree to do. If a creditor doesn't want to participate, they don't have to, but normally you still have to include the debt in your plan. It'll probably take about an hour for this part. Number four, while you're in the debt management plan, you make a single payment each month to the nonprofit in charge of the plan. Then they pay your creditors, who will know you're participating in the DMP. Number five, you're in charge of checking the statements from your debts each month to make sure everything gets applied correctly. As part of the plan, normally you'll have to close all of your credit cards and other lines of credit. So you aren't allowed to continue using your credit cards if you enroll in a debt management plan. You also aren't allowed to open any new ones while the plan is in effect. Pros and cons. Like everything, there are advantages and disadvantages to debt management plans. I have another post on my site for a detailed list of debt management plan pros and cons. But if you're just wondering if a debt management plan can affect your credit, the short answer is yes, it can. Is a debt management plan right for you? Of course, it will depend on you. But in general, a debt management plan can be good for someone who wants someone else to come up with a plan, wants to know they'll be out of debt at a set time if they follow the plan, and prefers one monthly payment for a set period of time. If it's appealing to pay a fee to only have one monthly payment, it could be a fit, especially if you're more concerned with getting out of debt period versus getting out of debt faster. How long a debt management plan lasts will vary. It depends on how much debt you have and how much you really can afford to pay. But it normally lasts several years. Ours lasted about 3 years, but they can last longer than that too. When is a debt management program not the best choice? It's probably not a good fit for someone who can easily make their monthly payments, wants to focus on one debt at a time or a particular debt first, and wants to pay things off as fast as they can. Sometimes slow and steady wins the race though. It really depends on your personality, money situation, and how good you are at sticking with things. Either way, it's a good idea to check out these common alternatives to a debt management plan. How to sign up for one. If you decide to go with a debt management plan, signing up for one is fairly easy. Start by searching for nonprofits that offer them. National Foundation for Credit Counseling, CESI, and CCCS are a few. Check out their reviews, rates, and services for your state because it can vary depending on what office you go to. Then contact them for more info on how to enroll. You set up your meeting, make sure you're clear on things, and get started if it's a fit. The bottom line. Working with a nonprofit to use a debt management plan lets you make one monthly payment for your consumer debts. It may cut interest and fees, but you may have to pay a monthly fee to take part. So you'll need to weigh the impact of using one for yourself. If you choose to go with one, make sure it's reputable. And be sure you understand what you have to do and what it'll cost before you agree to join. No matter what you decide, you'll need to make changes in your financial life to help make sure things go well in the future. Getting out of debt is a great step in the right direction. You just listened to the post titled, What is a Debt Management Plan and How Does It Work? By Jackie Beck of jackiebeck.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college? I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I think it's great that these kinds of services are available to help people get out of debt. And what stuck out to me about this article is how accountability with another person is sometimes all you need to keep you on track. I'm actually doing this with a friend right now. We spent about an hour coming up with a budget, looking at her outstanding debt, and developing a debt repayment plan. And we have regular check-ins to talk about how she's tracking against her budget and celebrate the progress that she's making towards paying off her debt. We developed her debt payoff plan with a debt reduction calculator, and there are many free ones available online. What was great about this calculator is we simply entered all the debts, interest rates, minimum payments, and total amount she has available to throw at her debt each month. And the calculator does the work of plotting out the monthly payments based on the paydown strategy, which could be the avalanche method or snowball method. The avalanche method is fastest as you're paying off the highest interest debt first. But the snowball method can be helpful if you need some quick wins to strengthen your commitment to paying off debt. You can absolutely do what is being described in this article on your own, but it could be a more enjoyable process with a cheerleader by your side. So in addition to exploring your options with nonprofits and a debt management plan, consider if you have a friend in your life that might be able to offer some accountability. And that will do it for today. Have a great day and weekend. Thank you for listening. And I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.